I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two ministries are working together to help the unreached victims of Typhoon Haiyan. New Tribe's mission has aircraft in the region, while Mission Aviation Fellowship has logistics staff there. The two are working with victims who otherwise wouldn't have relief from Puerto Princesa City from the island of Palawan. MAF's John Woodbury.
The islands we're serving have populations from 1,500 to 450 people. One person held the hand of our pilot with just tears in his eyes and thanking him. They couldn't believe someone cared enough to actually come.
That alone gives them a platform to talk about Christ. Next, Christians are on high alert after being threatened with their lives. Those threats have actually closed one of Gospel for Asia's Bridge of Hope centers. Anti-Christians told GFA workers that they wouldn't allow Christian work in their community. If they didn't obey, they'd be killed. Pray for protection and safety of believers in the area. Pray eyes would be opened and hearts softened so the work of Christ can continue. The full story at missionnetworknews.org. And election turmoil in Nepal isn't stopping gospel work. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their partners are sending updates through email.
They were quite concerned about some sort of a protest that was taking place, and their comments were that many vehicles have been burned, people have been killed. And then the second sentence was, but we're still able to do our recordings.
Some political parties want to make Nepal a Hindu state, which means believers would face more persecution. The request of ASM's partners is simple. Pray. There's more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.